Welcome to the Daniel Hyman Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel, and also welcome to season two of this podcast. The fact that we have a season two of a show that I originally made as a kind of a throwaway, almost like an audio blog, kind of blows my mind a little bit, but here we are. We are starting a brand new season, a brand new year. This is now 2022. And a brand new five-year plan for this show and my personal life and my whole business. So that's where we are. That's what I want to talk about in this episode. What does it mean for this show to have now a second season? What does it mean for the video channel? What does it mean for the whole quote-unquote brand of Daniel Hyman? And where do we go from here? And what part do you play in it? Because I'm so thankful that there are a handful of people out there who have listened to this show faithfully since I was throwing it out there into the ether, into the internet ether, for the last couple of years. And I want to reward you for that. Actually, I want to thank you for that. I don't really have any rewards for you other than, you know, sharing in the journey. But here we are, season two. Let's talk about what does that mean for the show and for the whole Daniel Hyman brand and what else you can expect. So first, let's talk about the podcast. Daniel Hyman Podcast actually was a transition from a kind of a gaming show that I started doing called Hyman Games Again. And that was just me trying to kind of do something to motivate myself to get more into gaming and getting hang out with some friends. But somewhere in the transitional period, I realized that I wasn't really going to be doing any gaming regularly enough to do a gaming podcast. What I wanted to do was just kind of talk about where I was at that particular time. And that's when I transitioned it from Hyman Games Again into the Daniel Hyman Podcast. And I decided at that time to use my quote-unquote outdoors brand name, the Daniel Hyman persona, to sort of guide me in terms of what I wanted to talk about. My experience with the outdoors has been, from the very beginning, one of healing, one of achieving some sort of peace with myself and with everything that's going on in my life. So it made sense at that time to kind of use the same moniker to talk about the struggles that I was going to as I transitioned from a very toxic job that I was in into and just kind of letting go of certain practices in my life. And again, if you listen to the previous like three or four episodes, you will certainly get a sense of where I've been coming from. And then later in the year, I came upon the realization that I needed to kind of lay down a better plan for the next 5 years. I had spent the last 7-8 years kind of reacting to situations that have come up in my life. And, you know, I appreciate love, actually, everything that has happened to me and gotten me to this point. But I just realized that if I wanted to have more agency over where I was going, I needed to lay down some real solid plans. And that's where my five-year plan came into play. And one of the aspects of the plan is to help grow this particular channel into something that maybe one day can help provide some sort of sizable income. I don't expect to get rich from YouTube. Please don't think about that. But I would eventually like to grow this into something that can provide some sort of help a stream of income into my life and also provide me a very satisfying creative outlet. I am a creative person, and my struggle for actually pretty much my entire life has been finding ways of expressing my creativity while still earning, you know, a living. And I've always looked for ways to kind of, you know, unite the two. Have not really been very successful. So, but I've also never really laid down a plan to do it. So here I am trying to lay down that plan in order to eventually get to a point where my creative endeavors can help fund my life. Maybe not exclusively, but certainly just provide the way. Also provide me an outlet to try different creative experiments. Continue hiking, continue having connection with the natural world and, you know, share with people, because ultimately that's really what I want to do. I want to share my experience with others because I know for a fact that there are other people out there that can connect with that experience, just like I have connected with other people that have shared their experiences as well. So if we can continue that, we can like, so quote unquote, pay it forward, then that's awesome. So here I am, season two of Daniel Heymoon podcast. Daniel Heymoon will go forth the way that I've been doing it so far. I'm going to keep doing hiking videos. I'm going to keep going out on the trail. It gives me a reason to get out there on the trail and go hiking. I don't have the same flexibility that I had when I first started that channel, that video channel, where I was working shift work as a nurse, and I had a lot more free time that I could just go and take a couple hours to go on a trail and record and, you know, have material. So it's harder now. So having the same that I want to dedicate to still be dedicated to putting out hiking videos means that I have to be very intentional about setting aside time to go out and hit a trail so that I can A, hike for myself, for my own mental health and my sanity, and also just record something to be able to put that away, out on the feed. The other thing that I'm doing is that I'm kind of rolling into Daniel Heymoon, something that I've been kind of struggling to do for a few years now. And we can identify it as kind of trying to achieve simpler living. I think that that's a very, to find the term that kind of applies to what I've been trying to do is achieve simpler living. And I'm rolling that into the Daniel Heymoon kind of brand, because ultimately I think that that's the whole point of it. My going out on hiking expedition, going out on the trail, was actually a way of achieving simpler living. In that particular sense, it's me having a connection with nature that was, you know, kind of a branching off when I started doing my gardening in the back of the house and planting some vegetable, some tomatoes and other vegetables. It all kind of revolves around the same, you know, orbits around the same nucleus, which is wanting to have a simpler lifestyle that is a lot more fulfilling. So I think I found a way to kind of work all those interests into the same genre, into the same pursuit. So that's all going to be now part of the Daniel Heymoon brand. It's all about connecting with nature and achieving simpler living. And it's really my journey, because trust me, I do not live a simple life. There are elements of my life that have certainly been simplified in the last few years, but I'm a dad, I'm a husband, I have two little girls, I work in a 9-to-5 nursing job in healthcare during this very tumultuous time. I drive a minivan, which I love, but, you know, I drive a minivan. I have a 30 to 40 minute commute every day, either way, both ways. My life is not simple. I'm not, just waking up in a little cabin in the woods, cooking breakfast and having coffee for 2 hours. That's not me. And I don't know that that's what eventually is going to look like, a simple life for me. But I want to figure out, what does it mean to have a simple life while living in a complex modern world? That's my journey, and that's what I'm gonna bring you along. The hiking part is me connecting with nature in order to have that peace, to remember that I am part of a world that is a lot more than just the buildings and the roads and all the bureaucracy that I have to deal with at work. It's a reminder that, you know, my body belongs to nature. And the more that I can bring nature into my body, the better that I'm going to be. What form does that take? Well, you know, there's a whole eating cleaner, maybe working into a more locally sourced kind of diet. I want to do more gardening in my backyard this year. Try some more natural products, move away from manufactured things. There's all these aspects that I kind of want to work into the topic of this new channel. And that's part of what season two of this show is going to be. In terms of the videos, you're certainly going to see some hiking videos, but I have in mind to also do videos of when I go to some of the different farmer markets to meet some of the local farmers. I know that I have made some connections, acquaintances with some of them over Instagram. So eventually I would like to maybe talk to them or visit their farms, show you my garden in the backyard, show you my, you know, how my girls, I'm teaching my girls how to garden, things like that. in terms of the podcast, you will see some of that in the videos, and for sure. Some of that will also then come into the podcast. There's going to be these episodes where it's me just kind of musing on some thought that I had, or just kind of updating you on things that I've been doing. But I also eventually would like to have some conversations with people who are on similar journeys of simple living and connection with nature. I don't know what form that's going to take. I'm starting to identify people that I would like to have talks with. This is not going to turn into a whole interview driven show. So there's going to be some sporadic interviews here and there. But I certainly want to have conversations with people who are on their own journeys of simple living to see, what are they doing? Is there something that I can learn? Is there something that I can kind of share with them? And what does that conversation can inspire in people who are listening to the show, and who I hope will, you know, grow the audience for this show? So those are my initial thoughts for what season 2 of the Daniel Hyman podcast is going to be. Again, conversations with people on similar journeys of simple living, and then thoughts and sharing elements of my own journey, including some videos on hiking, simple living, gardening, and just taking control of your own life, learning, becoming a little bit more self-sufficient in whatever way you can, and while living in a very modern world, in a very complex society. I think that when it comes to simple living, there is certainly a brand of that simple living that is very well represented out there in YouTube and in podcasts, of the people who manage to break away and go into their own homesteads and go into their cabins and, you know, build their own little cabins in the woods. And listen, I'm here for that. I watch those shows. I'm subscribed to their channels. I check out some of their podcasts, and I certainly follow them on Instagram. So I draw inspiration from that, but that's not me. That's not where I am. I have a house in suburbia, you know, a very nice little house that we love, and I have a big backyard, and I can certainly start planting some stuff over there. So I want to learn that process. How can I achieve that peace that they have achieved in their hard work that they're doing out in the countryside, in their homesteads, in their little cabins? How can I bring some of that into my life here in my house in the city? Because I know that there are other people who are still in the same space that I am, who are living their lives in a complex world while hoping that they could be a little bit more simple. So that's what I have coming for season 2 of Daniel Hyman podcast. We're going to be starting very soon. I am committing to at least one episode of the podcast every month, just like I am committing to at least one video every month as I start to grow, to pick up steam. I do all these creative endeavors in the moments in between my duties as a husband and a father, and the, you know, all the chores that I need to do in the house and my time at work. So I recognize that my time is limited, but even so, I am committing to at least one podcast and one video every month, so that there you can expect, so you know that you can expect this output from me. I've also relaunched the website, danielhyman.com, and I'm also doing some writing over there, because ultimately that's my original training. I'm a writer. And I want to get back into having longer form essays. Nothing too long. I want to have thoughts that I can develop more than I would over a tweet or an Instagram post without becoming whole books. A book might be in the future. We'll see. But certainly you can expect content from me in the podcast once a month, through the video channel once a month, and again, through our website, at least one essay a month. So that's three ways, three times during the month, that you will get some sort of content from Daniel Hyman. If you go to visit Daniel Hyman, please go and visit also. Go on your URL and type 5ypmedia.com. You will hear that in the closing for this episode, because I have launched a new media company to kind of handle the production of all my creative projects. So Daniel Hyman now is operating under 5YP Media, which again is me. It's all me. but 5ypmedia.com will take you to my company website where you can see other projects that I'm working on, because I'm not only doing Daniel Haimoun and, you know, the videos and the podcast and the writing, I'm also doing producing a couple of other different podcasts that will be launching at different times throughout the year. So a lot of work is being put into laying a foundation for what I hope will eventually become an integral part of my income, an integral part of my way of earning a living, but also of me feeling that my creations are worthwhile, that are providing a service to people who are watching them, who are experiencing them, and while still also providing a service to us here at the house and, you know, helping us pay the bills. So I don't think that there's a sort of a stigma in accepting that one is doing creative projects in order to earn a living. And I want to move away from that. I want to tell you that my creative projects are being done as a way to express myself, to create creative content, to express my creativity with the hope of eventually earning some sort of income potential from it. So I hope that you, if you have listened to me up to this point, thank you so much. I know that you have also been listening to some of my previous shows. And if you haven't, go and download at least like the 4 or 5 previous shows so you kind of get an idea of where I'm coming from. More than anything, I want to thank you for being here. And I hope that you will join me in this journey that's starting now into the next 5 years. That you will become a part of the Daniel Haimoun family, that you will watch the videos, that you will listen to the shows, go and read my essays, and maybe share something back. Leave a comment, leave a review. Please post a comment on the blog and any of the essays. Follow me on social media if you want. You know, please become a part of this journey, because I think that there is something that anybody, people who are listening, can gain from my journey, from my experience, from my example. And ultimately, we can learn together. There's something that I can learn from you as well. But for that, we need to become partners in this particular journey. So thank you for listening to this episode of Daniel Haimoun. Thank you to those who have listened to everything that has come up before to this point, what I'm now calling season one, those moments in between, who endure those months in between episodes, who listen to me kind of going through a transitional period and finally identifying what a new foundation would be. And those of you who are joining me now, hi, I hope that you are going to be here for everything that I have in store. Remember, one new podcast, one new video, one new essay per month at the very least. If I can do more, I'll do more. And as things grow, as the audience for this channel grows, as the audience for some of the other shows that I'm doing grows, and I'm able to start directing some or more of my attention into creative endeavors, that frequency will grow. So we all stand to gain, but hey, we all started on the floor. The mountain starts on the floor. The trail starts at the trailhead, and we're going to start walking. There's going to be some elevation, but we're going to go through it together. So once again, thank you for listening to this episode of Daniel Haimoun Podcast, and I hope to see you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Daniel Haimoun Podcast. Please visit online at danielhaimoun.com, where you can find more information about this show, links to our video channel, and all our social media contact. Daniel Haimoun is a production of 5YP Media, copyright 2022, 5YP LLC.